From the Farm Credit Studios, this is On the Farm Radio. Rural and agricultural news coming up next.
This is Nolan Ryan. Your favorite coach was always someone you could count on to be tough when you needed it and expect the very best and taught you to be smart in life. You have the same opportunity with your kids and grandkids on the farm. Take time to coach them about using safe farm practices, wearing proper protective equipment, and never allowing extra riders on tractors and equipment. They're counting on you to coach them about safety. Thanks for stepping up to the plate and guiding your family team to a safe farming season.
This message from Farm Bureau.
This weekend, unplug. Getting closer to nature can get you closer to your family. To find the forest nearest you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On the Farm Radio with Jeff Ishii.
The Great New York State Fair concluded just a few days ago, and correspondent John Clark was there. He files this report.
I'm John Clark, traveling in the countryside for Feedworks USA. We are with the folks from East Hill Creamery, Gary and Betty Burley, and you have a great story to tell after just becoming the grand champion cheesemaker at the New York State Fair.
Exactly. Yep.
Congratulations.
It's our Silver Lake cheese. It's about 2 years old. It's a Gruyere style. We are grass-based in western New York, and it certainly enhances the quality and the flavor of the cheeses.
So you grew up milking cows, and you saw a need to kind of shift that. It's from the production standpoint, you really produced a unique product and then got into the creamery. Is that kind of how this genesis worked?
Yeah, that's pretty close. We started with 18 cows over 40-some years ago, and I never had the intention to be in the cheese-making business, but that's kind of how life takes you. And so about 9 years ago, well, longer than that, I'd say 11 years ago, we got the bug that we would start enhancing our product because we are grazers. We think our milk is special. And we went into the cheese business. And here we are now, 9 years later, and we're still chugging away and making a great product.
And obviously some other folks think your cheese is pretty special too, having won that Grand Champion Award. So tell us a little bit about making cheese. That's got to be an art and science.
It is. It's like farming. As a grazer, I think that's an art because we were kind of the first adopters of that type of management, and we kind of had to figure it out. We did a lot of traveling to Ireland and New Zealand to kind of help with some ideas. But you kind of master that, and we also have 5 children, and 4 of them wanted to come back to the dairy. So there wasn't enough room on the dairy for all of us to be there, being type A personalities. So my wife and I kind of had the bug in our back pocket of making a product out of our cheese. So we jumped into the cheese business over 9 years ago. And we wanted to make a special cheese that would enhance grazing or grass-fed cows. So obviously we had to go to a European style. So that's kind of where we are today. Our middle son runs the dairy. My wife and I do the cheese. I say cheese making is twice as hard as running a dairy. It's just you got to worry about marketing and sales and production and inventory. And the stakes are much higher, so it's a big challenge, but it's a reward when you get these types of prizes as a grand prize. New York State.
It's just a fantastic award. Now we're kind of going backwards a little bit because you've been known as a pioneer in grazing for many years. What drove you to grazing, Gary?
I think cost. We milked 40 cows for 10 years, and I did some grazing with a small herd. And then in the early 90s, we needed to expand in order to survive the industry because of consolidation and cost and all those types of things. So we went total confinement. We did 3 times a day, TMR, all that stuff that I was not familiar with as a 40-cow herd. And it really wasn't me. So back in those days, we did a lot of print investigating and reading, not computers. And got lucky enough and got some traveling in to go to Ireland and New Zealand and met some people who wanted to share what they do on a large scale herd basis. And that's when I decided that we're going to make the plunge. It was do or die, and very successful at it. Fortunately or unfortunately, all the farms around us went out of business. They didn't go on to the next generation, and we were able to obtain them reasonably and grow our herd, and that's kind of what we do now. Our base of grazing acres is over 1,000 acres, all fenced, all watered, all lane weighed. Introduced some efficient ways like milking of cows and calf rearing. We're a seasonal herd.
Gary, are there just two or three or four things that are your principles when you're grazing animals that dairy producers would like to know about?
I think you got to have a good facility. You got to have good lane ways, good fence, good water system. You got to know how to grow grass. You got to be able to, you got to be willing to fertilize. You got to figure out the species that's good on your farm. And you need efficiency, just like a large confinement dairy.
Are there things you're looking for in that grass that the cow needs specifically?
Well, you want a grass that is palatable to the cow. We're not as anal about keeping the stands with pure ryegrass like they are in New Zealand and Ireland. But it's still important to keep your pastures clipped, fertilized, and a good way to get to the pasture and water out there, because the larger the herd, you can't have the herd. I mean, back when we first started with small herd, we had the cows come back to the barn for water. Well, that all changes when you get more cows.
And here you are today, the Grand Champion Cheesemaker. Again, congratulations. That has to be so rewarding for you for all the hard work you and your family have put in over the years.
Yeah, we appreciate that. That's one another step.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside with the folks from East Hill Creamery for Feedworks USA.
And thank you, Mr. John Clark, for that report. We always enjoy these feature reports on the weekend from John. He's out there talking with farmers, and after the conversation, we feel like we've met the farmer and we know about their operation. Very interesting work, and thank you, John Clark, for everything you do. We'll be back with your daily pearl of wisdom right after this message.
On the Farm Radio is pleased to promote and support the National FFA organization. Young people involved in agricultural education and leadership today will be our next generation of agriculturalists tomorrow. Contact your local FFA chapter to see how you can support our next generation of farmers and agribusiness leaders. More information at ffa.org.
Our pearl of wisdom this weekend reminds us all to live a good, honorable life. Then when you get older and think back, you'll enjoy it a second time. That's your pearl of wisdom. You're on the farm, and I'm Ish.